Big Cal out of Tennessee. Happy Man History Month, Big Cal.
Hey, Jesse. Happy Man History Month.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, so I wanted to talk to you about the...
Are you on a speakerphone or something like that?
No, sir, I'm not. Is any better?
How about Bluetooth?
No, I'm on. I'm talking straight into my phone, Jesse.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about your ex-employee Travis, and at the Men's History Month thing you did in L.A. at the Bond Studio.
Oh yeah, the free speech town hall.
Yeah, you had some audio problems on that, but otherwise it was pretty good.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I got on them about that. I have to do everything. I have to watch over everything, so I missed that one.
Well, you know, people look to you for guidance in more than one area, Jesse.
That's right. And I don't mind. It's totally fine.
So anyway, I want to talk to you about Travis. So I'm white. I'm a nationalist.
He's white.
A white nationalist, right?
Right.
So I agree with a lot of things he was saying. I think we're on the same page, and I think there's a lot of other mid-20s, early 30s working-class white men who have kind of come to the conclusion that the government and the people in it, they don't really serve our interests, and in fact, they seem to be working against them to flood the country with people who compete against us and devalue our labor, the value of our labor. And there's a lot of people who don't really see any political solutions to any of these problems we have. And I think we're going to see more and more and more isolated young white men, not, you know, young people of all of us all around the country who take up arms, and the only way to, you know, that they see a way to enact any change in the system is to, you know, commit terror. And, you know, I think that Congress and Trump and all of these people, they're not really willing to sit down and kind of examine the issue and say, why are so many young white men, young people, young men in our country checking out, and what motivates them to, you know, the only way to get their voice and their message heard is to go out and murder people. And I think that's a big problem, man. I was kind of wondering what your take on that was.
I agree with you 100%. I've said over and over again for years, really, that white people are the most hated species on this side of heaven. And there's every attempt to destroy white people. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I've been trying to tell white people for 29 years that they need to start speaking up and voting in and out these people if they're not supporting the country and support white folks as well. And white men, white women have refused to speak up. And now their children and their children's children are paying a price for it.
Yeah.
White men are the most, are being kept back. They're being discriminated against, openly discriminated against. And I've been saying to white men, hey, speak up before you get angry, because once you get angry, you're playing right into the hands of your enemies, the people of color. And so
hard to come down from, you know. It really is.
The white men have refused to speak up, and now they're becoming angry. But because they don't realize if they stood up and spoke up and dealt with the issues that are coming at them without the anger, that they're going to win. They're going to win back the country. They're going to win back the freedom. But they refuse to stand up without the anger. And my concern is, and then they are under attack, and then they're called white supremacists and all kind of things, and they are kept out of the discussion. They won't even let white men and women in the discussion. That's why I let Travis come in, because he has a right to defend himself, to say yes or no, this is true or not true. We all have a right of freedom of speech, and if somebody says something about you, you have a right to defend yourself. But I'm hoping that he doesn't allow the anger to take over, because he's really setting himself up to be destroyed rather than winning. And when you're angry, you can't see that.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of my own journey in him. And so, you know, I waver between being very angry, very motivated, and very depressed sometimes. But, you know, facing this overwhelming opposition I have against me is just a working class white man who just, you know, wants to have the ability to provide for my family and own a home and not be crippled by just mountains of debt of the sick society we live in where everyone is in debt.
How old are you, Big Cal?
I'll be 31 at the end of August, Jesse.
And so, do you believe me when I say you should speak up and don't hate, and that in that you can win this battle against evil because it's pure evil? Look at the president. They hate the president because he is a white, conservative, straight Christian man of power. And if you notice, the president doesn't back down at all, and he doesn't get angry. And as a result, he's winning. There was a massive speech game last night, and I thought we were going to have some soundbites this morning, but apparently not. And everybody and their mama showed up, and I was so happy to see that. So likewise, if white men start to just speaking up, yes, they may go after your job, or they may go after whatever you own, but don't let that be more important than speaking up. Don't be so attached to anything that it causes you to fear speaking up, because the children of the lie don't have any power at all. That's why they have to intimidate you by saying, well, we're going to cut you off from this. We're going to take your home. We're going to take your livelihood. And once they find out that that's more important to you than speaking up, being right, that's how they control you. But when they see they can't control... When they see they can't control you with material things, they have no power, and you will win.
Yeah. If I may, one last thing before I get off.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and I practiced that, and I lost a job for speaking out. But you know what? I just dealt with it. Like you said, I wasn't angry. I actually forgave the person for trying to, you know, they thought it was funny to sabotage me and hurt my ability to provide for my family because they disagreed with what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, I just said, I pity you. You know, you're an evil woman, and I hope that you can, you know, deal with that because you can't help the way you really can't.
How did you speak out on the job? This happened on the job?
Yeah, so I'm a skilled tradesman, so I do industrial maintenance. So, you know, I work with my hands, and I fix things for a living. And this particular place, we were distributing, like, multimedia, like movies and video games and stuff. And there were some really old sitcoms that we were sending out, you know, that you see at the dollar store that are marked now. Some really old sitcoms, you know, just like, you know, the wholesome white family. And I made a comment that, you ever notice in these sitcoms in the 60s and 70s and even the 80s, you know, even if they were hating on the man a little bit and that message from the beginning to start of making dad look like a doofus, you ever notice they weren't pushing transgender or homosexuality or any of the degenerate stuff on TV? Even 30 years ago, and that person didn't really like that stuff. I think that she really agreed that that kind of stuff should be normalized. And so she went, and they weaponized the human resource department against me, and, you know, it got to the point where they said, we're not going to tolerate that kind of stuff at work. We don't want you to be here anymore.
Well, the one thing that I noticed is that a lot of people, when they wake up a little bit and start speaking up, they do it at the wrong time. And for the wrong reason. You want to make sure that you're conscious enough to speak out at the right time and for the right reason. And if you're being treated unfairly at your job and you need to speak up about that, you speak up. Or if you get in a discussion with people who are saying crazy stuff and you don't agree with, if they have the nerve to say it around you, then you should have the nerve to say it around them to disagree. And if they don't lose their job, you should not be losing yours. And if you should lose your job or they threaten to lose it, stand up and fight that. Don't just cave into it. But make sure you're not just speaking up at the just to cause a reaction or at the wrong time.
Yeah, I understand that completely. But one thing, Jesse, before I go, is I wanted to say is something that really bothers me is that, you know, ever since Trump was elected, I'm sure we've all seen videos of Trump supporters getting beat on and spit on,
yeah,
and pretty much abused. And the president's never really kind of taken a stand against that. I mean, we saw that one mentally handicapped boy in Chicago get kidnapped and tortured and scalped. You know, you saw the one white lady in Chicago where some, you know, a brother brought her to a rooftop in Brooklyn, I think it was, and he said, I'm raping you because you're white. And I've never seen President Trump advocate against that stuff, against these, you know, racially motivated crimes against white people. But yet the minute anytime anyone mentions Israel and criticizes or talks negative of Israel and their agenda, he's on Twitter defending, you know, Jews and Israel like it's nothing. And I just kind of question myself, saying, why doesn't his base, why doesn't white America kind of have that same loyalty, and why doesn't Trump speak out against these things being done to white Americans?
Well, you know, I've heard the president speak out. I mean, he can't deal with every single issue that happened to white people in America. And that's why whites have to learn to stand up for themselves. But I've seen him speak up for attacks against his supporters. He's brought them on the stage. I've seen him bring them up on the stage. He stood up when they had that thing happen in Virginia, when he said both sides was wrong or whatever he said about it. So from what I can tell, he's already standing up. I don't know how much more you want him to do. And
I guess I just see kind of more of the emphasis, you know, taking to Twitter and defending anything related to Jewish people or Israel. Like, that's off limits. But all of these really heinous things, you know, you see it on the news every day. You see it in print media. You see it all everywhere. You see all this anti-white, anti-male stuff everywhere. And I guess I'm just a little frustrated, and I kind of don't really feel like maybe, you know, I'm as representative as a lot of us, you know, Trump people in 2016 thought at one time.
And did you hear?
Myself, I've really come to the conclusion that I don't think there's any political solution for me to get representation as a white working class man. I really don't, Jesse.
Did you hear when
we're changing, our birth rates are low? I don't really see any political out of this, man.
Well, y'all going to have to make babies. He can't have sex with every white woman, make a bunch of white Trump babies. You're married?
Yeah, Jesse, I am. I've been married for 8 years. It'll be 9 years in September.
And how many children you have?
I don't have any. I don't know. I don't think.
So is that Trump fault? Are you married to a white woman?
Yes, sir, of course.
So why don't you make babies?
Misogyny and race mixing is something I advocate against.
But why don't you make white babies?
Well, Jesse, I've been blessed with a lot of gifts, but I think it's been a little bit of an issue for my wife and I to conceive. So you pray for me for that.
I will.
I really hope that happens.
Okay. So I want to tell you this. The president, you got to realize that the president read mainstream news, and when attacks on Trump supporters make the mainstream news, he speak up about it. I've heard him do it over and over and over again. And the reason that he's speaking up about Israel, because Israel made the news and Israel is our friend. But you got to learn to...
I would disagree with
you.
You got to learn to
speak up for yourself and not rely on someone else to do it. It's wrong that Trump supporters are attacked. I've never seen anything like this, that they openly attack Trump supporter. And that is happening because Trump supporters are not standing up for themselves again. You have a right to defend yourself. When attacked in America, you have a right to defend yourself, and you can't rely on. Do you love Israel?
No, I don't have. I don't have any love for Israel.
Do you love the Jews?
What's that?
Do you love the Jews?
So I think my big thing is it isn't against Jewish people.
No, do you love the Jews?
I have love for the Jews, but I have no love for the Zionists.
If you don't love the Zionists, you don't love anyone. That's why, that's another reason
I don't think so,
that but. Young white males are not able to speak up in life, because you guys are doing just what the black people have done and are doing. You're hating white people. You're blaming the Jews for your weakness, and you're hating them for it. And so by hating them, you don't have the power to stand up in the right way. You don't have the power to disagree. You don't have the power to fight back in the right way. So you're looking to Trump to do all that for you. And that's a woman's way of living. But if you didn't hate anyone, you're just not allowed. And you might not realize that the battle is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And so by you hating the Zionists, whatever that is, then it's weakening you. And you don't realize that. You have a right to disagree as a human being. But as a human, we don't have the right to judge anyone. And that's what you guys are doing. And that's why you're losing.
Well, I struggle with that, you know.
Well, you need to be born again, because if you don't love all people, even your enemy, you don't love anyone, including your own family member. You don't love your wife. You wouldn't love your kids. You can't love when you have hate. Only hate is hate. And you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. You can't say, I love white people, but I hate the Zionists. It just doesn't. That's what black people do. They say they love one another. And but they hate the whites, right? And they don't look how destructive they are toward one another, because and look how messed up their kids are. Because if you have one iota of hate, you love nobody, and the only thing you're functioning from is hate.
Okay, yeah, I don't hate the Zionists.
You said you did.
No, I it's deeper than that, Jesse. I want them systematically purged from the face of the earth. I think that they're the enemy to all people.
But you still shouldn't hate them just because you think that.
No, I don't hate them. I just want them exterminated as a people and as a race.
And you shouldn't want that. You should wish all people well because all people, until they are born again, are in a fallen state. And they can't help what they do. That's why you become a son of God, and so that he can shine the light through you, that those who are lost may find their way. You sound like Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, well, you know, Farrakhan is a little out there, but when you come
But you
to
are, too, in saying what you just said.
From the Jews.
Big cow. In saying what you just said, you sound just like Louis Farrakhan. And I hope, do what you want. But I hope you overcome the hate, man. Otherwise, destruction is your path. You're not going to end up.
I struggle with it, Jesse.
You're not going to end up well. You don't have to struggle with it. You have to forgive, because you can't struggle with evil. The more you struggle with it, the worse you will get. It's not a battle that you can fight of yourself. It's a battle only God can fight with good by you realizing that you're wrong for hating.
All right. I'll pray on it some more, man, and try to come to terms with that.
Well, you can pray on it until the cows come home, but if you don't forgive, you're setting yourself up for a hard time. It's unfortunate that you guys can't see what has happened to the blacks and why it happened, and that blacks are worse off today than they ever been under slavery, Jim Crow, and Jim Crow Mama. But yet you guys are going down that same trail by hating the Jews. It's mind-blowing to me.
Let me ask you this,
but I wish you well.
If I've got my own interests for my group of people, because I believe that your race is your extended family.
They're not.
If I have my own interests for my own in-group, and another group has their own interests, which directly impact and undermine my interests, and if I work against that to prevent that thing from corrupting or damaging or destroying my people, what else do you call that but not hate? What would you call it?
You believe your
that or to fight against that.
You believe your race is your people?
Yeah, I think that.
Why do you believe your? Are you a Christian? Oh, let me ask this. I didn't ask this. Are you a Christian?
You know, I struggle with that too, Jesse. I'm not.
Oh, well, that's why you think that way.
I believe in God.
So, Big Cal, you sound like a nice guy. But only thing I can tell you now, then I got to run. You just have to suffer and die. You will suffer because you're dying. If you identify with your race as your people, you got some serious issues. All the way that your race can be your people, that they're all children of Satan, or they're all children of God. And now you're telling me you're not even a Christian. So you just have to suffer, man. I'm glad.
God, man.
I'm glad you don't.
Monotheism.
I'm glad that you don't have children, man, because you have passed that spirit down to them.
Oh, and that's hateful, Jesse.
I'm sorry?
That's hateful, man.
But that's what will happen, I'm telling you. When you have anger, Satan is your daddy.
No, I have perfect peace.
And you can't. No, you don't. You do not have perfect peace.
Well, I work toward it every day.
No, you don't. You can't work toward perfect peace. Only God give you perfect peace when you become his son. So you're not being honest. You do not have perfect peace. You cannot work. What?
I believe in God.
No, you don't. You believe about God. You believe about God, big cow, but you don't believe in God. Because you can't believe in God and have hatred in your heart. I got to run, though. Great call, big cow. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Jesse. See you, man.
All right, buddy. Amazing. It's interesting for me to see people going down that same road, and you warn them, hey, don't take that path, take the straight path. And because some of these guys are really nice white guys, and there are some nice black guys and Chinese and Japanese, and they're not ready. They just have to suffer. Really. He wants to exterminate a whole race of people. You know that's evil. That's not love. And you can't blame that race of people, what do you call them? Zionists. Because you have hate. That's your fault. This is what women have toward men. And the men children. And the men unborn children. Because they hate men. By first hating their fathers when they're little girls. Because the mother turned them away. Now they hate all men. To a point they'll kill your children. In the womb. And some of them, women will kill them outside the womb. Hate is not good. And these young white men are stuck on hate. I guess they don't believe me. And they have to just suffer. Because in that, maybe they'll cry out to God. Just maybe. Look at the blacks. And the Mexicans are following the blacks in some cases because now they're setting themselves up with so-called Mexican leaders in America. These people don't care about you. They do not care about you at all, Mexicans. Anyone who put themselves over you and say that they're your leader and pretend to be fighting for you, that's your enemy. Most of the black preachers and the black so-called civil rights leaders and the so-called urban league and the so-called NAACP and the black state and local representative, they're not for the blacks. That's why they call themselves leaders, so the blacks can be foolish enough to look up to them instead of looking to God. God is in you, and he loves you. He'll take care of you. He really will. You don't need some leader to do it for you. They're going to take you down the wrong path. It's mind-blowing.